Congressman Mike Kaufman joins us on our live line now to explain why he favored ending the shutdown. Good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you were relieved it's done, but were you one of those kind of holding your nose as you voted yes?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's being misreported. This is not, the deal is not an end to itself. Is all it does, this bipartisan agreement, really, fundamentally, is gives breathing space in a very temporary extension of the debt ceiling and of the continuing resolution for funding the government, the discretionary part of the government, for a very limited time, in which to negotiate a path forward that to have my support will have to have conditions on it to bring down the debt.
The president has said no, but it sounds like you're saying we are right back in the same situation in 90 days.
Well, let me tell you, let's hope not. And that in the last debt ceiling negotiation, we got conditions that, in fact, really made a difference in terms of bringing down spending. And we need, obviously, to go further in order to put this country on a path towards solvency in bringing down our debt. And so the notion where the president says, I don't want to negotiate. I don't want conditions on these debt limit increases. I just want them without end. It is the wrong path for America. And so we will have an opportunity to negotiate, given this breathing space in these very short-term measures, to be able to put conditions again on this nation's rising debt to bring it down.
Just out of interest, what did you think of your colleague from Texas, Senator Ted Cruz's reaction, I guess, and his stance throughout this whole thing? What did you think of his position?
Well, I think that his objective was good. I question the strategy that, in fact, he influenced enough House members to go along with that, and that was there were two vehicles for which we could have looked at delaying or defunding of Obamacare, or all or part, and that was the first one being the continuing resolution, that discretionary spending bill, and the second one being waiting for the debt ceiling because of the fact that Obamacare will add to the debt. And he insisted on the first one, not the second one, and I think that was a much weaker hand.
And what do you say to all those millions of Americans impacted by the shutdown over the past few weeks, the folks who rely on programs like food stamps and the furloughed workers who need those paychecks?
Well, first of all, I put forward legislation, bipartisan legislation, prior to the shutdown, to make sure that we protect our military, to make sure that we protect the civilian defense workers that are working in support of our military and the contractors that work in support of our military. And to take them out of the equation, I think that was important for this country. There's no question. I mean, I think that there were extremists on both sides.
Yep.
On the left, there were people rooting for a shutdown and making it as tough as it could possibly be on people, and on the right, I think there were folks that saw this as an opportunity for national fundraising. And so I think that I worked, once I saw that there were not negotiations, that there was not a path out of this, I began working on a bipartisan basis with different groups to try and break through the gridlock. And I'm just glad it's over now, and I supported the bipartisan agreement last night.
We've got to run at that. I appreciate your time early this morning from Washington. Thanks.
Thank you.